To the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever representing we the people. It is Saturday, June 1st, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I've got several more news stories I want to share with you before we go to the phones. But one is Madonna. This past week was in Israel at some sort of Eurovision event. I'm not sure what that is, but you can go to YouTube and type in Madonna Eurovision Israel. And the first video that comes up, I think it's a Vivo video, but she performed that this past week. And I'm here to tell you, she's a jaw dropper if you want to watch something that is occultic, the occult symbolism, demonic, esoteric, black magic. I mean, they're doing their satanic rituals right out in the open now, I believe. I mean, we've all talked on this broadcast about the satanic rituals that they do at CERN. This one is straight out. It looks like the cast of CERN on the stage with Madonna. It's about a 7-minute video, but I'm telling you, it's worth a look-see. And she sings two songs. The second song is about how everybody's not going to see the future, and it's a big production with a big screen behind it. She waves her arm, and all the people, like, catch on fire and die. You know, she's a Kabbalist. She is into the Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism. They believe that they have a picture of God that they call the Tree of Life, and they call the Sephiroth. It's very hard to get a lot of information about the Kabbalah. It's based on the Zohar. The tradition has really been handed down orally. You can get books about the Kabbalah, but it's hard to really get a lot of information on the rituals that they take part in. I personally, from studying the occult, being a shade tree occult researcher, I believe the real magic, the real black magic, the mesmerization of the entire population does go back to these black magicians that are in the know because they're Kabbalists, and that's what Madonna is into. She is a Kabbalist. She studies the Kabbalah, and then she does these occultic, demonic, satanic rituals right out in public view, and gets accolades as being a great performer and such a wondrous talent, Madonna, by the media, and gets critical acclaim for being so talented while doing her satanic rituals. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. YouTube, Madonna Eurovision in Israel. Watch the video. It is really amazing. We have a complete breakdown of basic needs of civilization in Los Angeles right now, Pinsky told host Laura Ingraham. We have three prongs of airborne diseases. Tuberculosis is exploding, and rodent-borne diseases. We are one of the only cities in the country that doesn't have a rodent control program, and our sanitation program has completely broken down. This is Los Angeles. Now, let me get this straight now. The cities have lost total control of diseases and sanitation, but anyone, 1% of Guatemala has already came here. We, the working class, is supposed to pay taxes and fund this treasonous, traitorous government while they bring in hordes of invaders for our demographic destruction. That's the reality you're living in. Talking about whether what they're going to do about the Second Amendment, talking about high taxes, and let me tell you something. Attorney Barr, if any heads roll, it's going to be some lowly peons. I will come on this microphone and apologize for being totally incorrect. If Obama, Hillary, Comey, if any of these, and they deserve life in prison. They deserve the death of a traitor. But it's not, I'll have to see it to believe it. It's not going to happen. They're going to hype it and talk it to death, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. But in the end, I think Donald Trump will come out and say, well, we're going to move forward rather than backward. We're going to put this in the past. They may get some lowly nobody and railroad him into 7 or 8 years, you know. But they're not going to go after these criminals like they went after Jim Traficant. You all know this. If anybody was, Hillary and Bill Clinton would have been put in prison a long time ago. But, you know, who was going to do it? George W. Bush? Well, he's a war criminal himself. So, anyway, Pinsky's comments followed news that Los Angeles police officers had contracted typhoid fever, a rare and life-threatening illness that fewer than 350 Americans contract each year. Los Angeles had a typhus outbreak last summer, and we'll likely have another this summer, Pinsky said. Meanwhile, bubonic plague, a pandemic that killed tens of millions of people during the 14th century, is likely already present in Los Angeles. So I know this is probably not news to anyone that, you know, our cities and these liberal bastions are turning into third world filth holes, but this is the reality of the situation. This is our leadership that we have in place. This is the future they're creating for the coming generations. It's all being pissed away right in front of us. I'm not spend a lot of time on that because I know people want to call in. There's a couple of things I did want to share, though, and one is French journalists are being threatened with jail time for reporting on leaked documents revealing the country's complicity in the Saudi-led war in Yemen after they refused to answer questions from anti-terror police. And the other one, and I guess I didn't. Oh, here. I wanted to share this one because nobody's going to cover this story probably. And it's interesting. If you are familiar with the nuclear coffin, I run up on this years ago doing research that the insanity of the United States government creating this nuclear coffin. The United States conducted 67 nuclear weapon tests from 1946 to 1958 on the once pristine Marshall Island. The most powerful test was the Bravo hydrogen bomb in 1954, which was about 1,000 times more powerful than the bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan. Yeah, that's, well, we're the only nation in the history of the world that's been insane enough to drop nuclear bombs on civilian populations. The extensive nuclear bomb tested blanketed the island in radioactive ash, covering it in fine white powder-like substance. Listen to this. This is your United States government. Children, unaware of what the radioactive ash was, played in what they thought was snow and ate it. According to the United States Atomic Heritage Foundation. Now, Forbes ran this story. Forbes. Today, there are growing concerns that the temporary containment of the nuclear waste resulting from those tests is leaking into the Pacific Ocean and could be cracked wide open from the next storm that rolls by. Specifically, the site is believed to be leaking one of the most toxic substances in the world, the radioactive isotope plutonium-239, a byproduct of nuclear bombs that decays with a half-life of only 24,100 years. In 1977, the United States worked to clean up the radioactive waste. Now, did you get that? So they didn't do anything about it for 20 years. They quit doing this in 1958 and 1977, 19 years. They decided they were going to try to clean up the mess they made. In 1977, the United States worked to clean up the radioactive waste left strewn across the Marshall Islands. In total, an estimated 73,000 cubic meters of radioactive soil was collected across Marshall Island. The U.S. used a giant crater from an especially large nuclear bomb test on Ruinit Island, and I guess they did ruin it, to stash away the radioactive soil. The 328-foot crater from May 1958 test was designed and designated as the dumping ground. As this was considered a temporary solution, the crater bottom was not lined with impervious material, which would have prevented radioactive waste from entering the below aquifers and then the Pacific Ocean. After the material was piled into the crater, an 18-inch thick concrete dome was positioned on top of it as a temporary containment. Plans for permanent radioactive waste storage were never finalized, and thus the temporary solution has sat as is for nearly 40 years. Now, you can Google nuclear coffin. You need to see a picture of this thing. Oddly enough, it looks like a giant concrete spaceship. Your traditional UFO. Shortly afterward, in 1983, the Marshall Islands agreed on their severity from the United States, and with it, the island released the United States of any responsibility for past nuclear testing. Rising sea level, soil shifting, and storms have all caused new concerns over the integrity of the nuclear coffin and its ability to contain radioactive waste. The dome is reportedly cracking, and the local government fears the next big storm may split the concrete dome apart. In addition, groundwater models suggest that seawater is almost certainly accessing the crater. However, it is unclear how much nuclear waste is seeping from the unlined crater bottom into the Pacific Ocean. Despite recent awareness around the issue, the Marshallese government does not have the money or the expertise to properly clean up and isolate the nuclear waste. Thus, the Marshallese are left helpless as their tropical islands continue to leak deadly radioactive waste across its coral reefs. I wanted to share that with you today because, I mean, I know that's about as black pill as it gets, but, you know, it's the truth. It's what's happening. And, you know, our whole nuclear program, these underwater explosions that they did, Marshall Island, you know, the fate of those children that didn't know, you know, what was happening. It's just such a disgraceful history. It's unbelievable. And people, you know, there were several stories like that I thought about doing last weekend because it was Memorial Day weekend. You know, everybody's got the flag up and they're celebrating warrior worship and blah blah blah, but I didn't really want to blackpill the whole thing, but I can't take part in any kind of these celebrations like Memorial Day, Veterans Day, when you know the history of World War II, when you know what happened at Dresden, when you know what Eisenhower did to the German POWs, when you know that whole history of what happened in World War II, Vietnam War. I mean, we could go on the torture that was conducted after George W. Bush's Iraq invasion that came to light. I mean, just all these things, depleted uranium. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I just can't celebrate. I can't even fake trying to celebrate if people's having events to celebrate that kind of stuff. And all that warrior worship and stuff that the NFL and all the rest does, I'm just totally oblivious to it. I can't take part in it. Okay, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We're going to take callers. I've got a whole lot of more stuff. I mean, I've got a story here about how many millions of acres of America, mainly farmland, has been sold to foreign investors. It's 30 million acres right now. I could keep going with the news, but I'd like to hear from you guys. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Ken in Fort Worth, then Franklin, North Carolina. Ken, thank you for calling back in, and thank you for holding, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, why is England holding Assange? What did he do wrong?
Well, they got him in jail right now for 50 weeks, and they say, and I don't quite understand it, Kim, but they're saying that it's a bail-related thing because he was held up in the Ecuadorian embassy and didn't – that they had, I believe, a warrant for his arrest for those trumped-up charges in Sweden, and I think that's what it's all based on.
I mean, I can't figure it out unless you can figure it out. What they got him there for? Bail jumping or something, or he didn't show up or something?
Yeah, he. From my understanding, don't hold me to this. He had a court date on the charges that they trumped up, and they were going to try to extradite him. And then he went and held up in the Ecuadorian embassy. And when they drug him out of the Ecuadorian embassy, they sentenced him to 50 weeks in a British jail. And then, of course, the United States slapped 17 felony charges on him, and they're trying to extradite him here.
Yeah, I know. Of course, you mentioned this, but the Bilderberg boys are having their party over there in Switzerland.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
If you can pronounce the name of the city over there. I don't know the hotel. You know what happened? I was hunting for the Bilderberg party, and the American Free Press is coming out every 2 weeks now. And evidently it went to press, and they made the announcement because it was not in the latest issue of American Free Press. So I blabbered a little bit on RBN Live to, you know, let people know that they're having their party in Switzerland right now.
Yeah, it's the Swiss town. I believe it's pronounced Montreux. It's Montreux. Go ahead.
Your French ain't no better than mine is.
No, I don't know, but it is a Swiss town. Now, in 2008, they were at in Chantilly, Virginia, and I went to protest, and I actually filmed. I went in with Jim Tucker and was thrown out. Jim Tucker always went in and asked for the guest list at whatever hotel they were staying at, and I went in with Jim Tucker and was thrown out with Jim Tucker, Bilderberg Diaries, American Free Press. And I went back in 2012, too, but oddly enough, in 2012, Mark Dice was there. Alex Jones was at both. Luke Radowski was at both. But for whatever reason, when I went back in 2012, I was sick the whole time. I laid on the ground out there. I was so sick, I really wasn't able to do much. But it's very interesting. We saw Condoleezza Rice, Henry Kissinger. We saw just a whole litany of people coming in and out in limousines. So it really is an interesting event. And, of course, back 2008, no press whatsoever covering that event. So it is very interesting. And, of course, Jared Kushner being there, I find that very interesting, too.
Yeah, hey, now they don't conspire over there, do they?
I hope not, because wouldn't that be a violation of the Logan Act? Isn't that...
I hope Trump prosecutes a couple of them.
Yeah.
For breaking the Logan Act. Yeah, you know there's 94,000 federal indictments out there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of news items that I say. You know, there's 4.6 million foreign gold coins in a New York bank. Francs, marks, sovereigns. Now, where'd they get those from?
I did not know that, Ken.
Yeah, and in Google, when Trump went to Finland, is that what it was, when meet with Putin? Putin gave him 160 terabytes of information.
Huh. That's news to me, Ken. I didn't.
Yeah, can I give you an idea of what I think might have happened? You know, Trump told Putin that there was going to be a terrorist attack in St. Petersburg, Russia, and I think Trump paid him back. He says, here's my OU one, and gave it to him. That's what it looks like. Yeah, paid Trump back. I'll give you another one. Well, why would this guy send up a nice red roadster up in the space? That, you know, only an idiot would do that.
Or, hey, Ken,
or,
Ken,
or,
I'm,
or.
I'm, I'm coming up on the break, Ken. I've got a full stack. I'm going to have to move on. But thank you so much. Very interesting. Frank, Chance, Jerry, Jay coming up. Back in moments.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. We've got a full stack of callers. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. David Lane. Frank in North Carolina, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's a dry heat, but it's been very hot. And I think it's supposed to be a little cooler here today. But, yeah, man, it's been sunny and really hot. I think 95-plus every day this week. And it's, what, 3 weeks till spring?
That's right.
I kind of like the dryness of it. But I tell you what, man, I consider myself very fortunate to be where I am because, you know, I hear that between April 27th and May 27th, there were, what, 500 tornadoes? And I'm just not buying it, man. I'm really suspicious of it. And you look where that is. I mean, I don't follow things like this as much as I probably could have or should have over my educational periods. But, I mean, isn't that kind of the breadbasket? Isn't it just interesting how it's happening right there in these areas, and I know that there's some countries out there and some interests that want to get in there and take over these land, these areas. So anyway, I do find that very suspicious, like you had mentioned earlier. I'm waiting. I'll give them a few days. I'll give them a few weeks, or maybe even a few months. Let's give them through the end of the summer, and let's see if the Me Too movement out there brings attention to this. These revelations of the truth about Martin Luther King. Now, I was not brought up to be racist. I didn't even know about the Jews till I was 40 years old. I was never taught. I never had that. Something that I followed or looked at. I never had racist people around me in my family or anything, but when I was younger, when I saw Martin Luther King Jr., my gut told me he's not who they're telling you he is. That is not a nice guy. That is a fraud being put on us, and that guy is full of hate. That guy, there's something really wrong with that guy. I always knew that in my gut, man. I always knew it. And, of course, you couldn't say anything about it because everybody was on board. Hell, you hear half the RBN host every day talking about, oh, we just need to follow Martin Luther King, blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones is, ever since I can remember, Alex Jones has always heralded Martin Luther King Jr. as his, like, almost number one, most admired person and somebody that we should follow. But isn't it interesting how stupid people are in the truth movement, the patriot movement and everything? The very same people that have pushed Martin Luther King Jr. on us our whole lives are the same people that lied to us about 9/11, about JFK and everything else. You'd think people's IQ would like come into play somewhere, man. Their intelligence, their analytical thinking, their critical thinking skills, and say, maybe if they're telling me all this other stuff that I know is a lie, maybe I need to go back and reexamine all these other things that I still buy into that are lies. You see what I'm saying?
That's a great point. And, you know, the I Have a Dream speech, it was written by Stanley Levinson.
Yeah, he was a tool, man. He was a tool of organized Jewry. I mean, talk about the Russians. Oh, Trump is where he's with the Russians and blah blah blah. Man, Martin Luther King. How come they never said that about him? You don't ever hear the media saying that he was an agent, a Soviet agent. For communism.
And could you imagine, like what I was talking about earlier, if we had if the white race had someone that we revered, if the situation was reversed in some sort of way, the media would be demonizing that. The statues would have to come down. All the boulevards would have, white sheets covering them or sheets covering them. You know, it would be such
gotta a come down.
Gotta come down, racist. Racist, you know.
Yeah, and again, this is a married man, a father, a man of the cloth, right? An educated man.
Preacher.
Yeah, he's just a thug. All he was an opportunistic thug that was put up, elevated, and put up on a pedestal by the Jews because they saw in him someone that they could use to divide the country, just like with Obama and all that. There's a guy out there that is doing something. So if you get pen and paper, please, for people that really want to help, if you trust me, or if maybe you already know about this, but you just need a reminder, there's a guy named William Gheen, G-H-E-E-N. He heads up Alipac. I think he's been heading it up for about 15 years. He's based out of North Carolina. I don't know. I've never met the guy, but I've been hearing him a lot. I always pay attention to what he's talking about because he's telling the real truth about what's going on with illegal immigration. Not the games that are being played, in the media and, Trump's going to do this and do that, but the real truth about what's going on. He needs help bad. He was on the first hour with Jeff Rentz the other night, okay? He's on every week, typically on a Wednesday, but they had technicolor difficulties this past Wednesday. But he was on the 30th, if you want to go back and listen to it, May 30th, Thursday night, first hour, William Gheen with Jeff Rentz. But he needs help really bad. They're gonna go to Washington, D.C. and protest Trump and try and light a fire under him to get him to do what he says he was going to do. But anyway, here's the address if you want to donate money. And he did say, you know, and I think this is the way for most of these organizations, if you donate more than $200 in a year's time, they're required by law, I believe, to turn in that information to the government. Your name, address, employer, all this kind of stuff. So you know that's going to probably be used against you. So anyway, I won't be donating that much anyway, but I'm definitely going to do something. So nobody can ever say, well, you didn't do anything to help the one guy out there who's actually telling you the truth and actually trying to do something. And he is very good. The address, it's ALIPAC, and that's Americans for Legal Immigration, and it's ALIPAC. ALIPAC, kind of how it sounds, and that's P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, North Carolina, and that's R-A-L-E-I-G-H, North Carolina. Zip code is 27622, and I think everybody ought to try and send a few dollars, whatever you can. If you can send more, please do, because this guy, he's really out there putting his neck on the line. He's busting his butt. He's going up there lobbying. I mean, they're really going to go up and try and make a scene. They're trying to get Ann Coulter to go there. I believe it's going to be on July 8th, if I'm not mistaken. But just pay attention. He's usually on Wednesday nights. Jeff Rentz, the Rentz Network, Rentz.com. Please go check it out. And I appreciate you playing that clip of the Muslim woman, man, earlier. You know, I think it was Rick in Arizona or something. Frank, you know, you're a Marine. You shouldn't be scared. What does me being a Marine have to do with anything? The fact that I'm freaking intelligent enough and I have enough wisdom to be able to see what the real goal, what the ultimate goal, what the prize is. They want to take over this country. I've been told by a freaking PhD Muslim. He said, oh, Frank, you don't have to worry about it, man. It'll be after you're gone. But yeah, my sons will own this freaking country. It's not going to be a bad thing. Frank, don't worry about it. You won't be here anyway. That's their goal, is to take over. Sharia law, all of that. So for somebody to make an asinine comment like that, just, you know what, just keep them to yourself. Farron, I appreciate all your good information and heads up, reality check, news stories. I'll let you go, man. Bye.
I will give out that the address again, and I will see if I can get William Green on. I will see what I can do about that. Chance in
William
West Virginia.
Gein.
Okay, yeah, I see. G-H-E-E-N. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, Chance all in West Virginia, Jerry J. and Dan coming up. Chance, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello? Yes, hello, Farron. Your last caller made some very good points. You know, like yours, regarding the tornadoes, I believe now they're using weather technology against us. I'm convinced. They're weaponizing the weather. And it's sad, you know, like yourself, I don't celebrate those holidays anymore. I can't. My girl put an American flag outside. I told her I don't want it outside. The only way I'll have it outside would be upside down, because this country it's in distress. I will not hang it upright until we get it back on track. And, you know, speaking of the Bilderberg, have you heard? They haven't announced it until, a day prior to the meeting, and our second president in command there, Jared Kushner, is going this year. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I reported that first hour.
Oh, okay. I tuned in a little late. And another thing that really aggravates me about this country is American citizens should be out on the streets protesting en masse regarding this immigration, because they're not aware of all the diseases that are in this country. Look at the angel moms that have lost loved ones. Their loved ones were murdered. I can't understand. Do people think it can't happen to them? They have no sympathy for these people who are getting sick or being murdered by these illegals? Do they think they're untouchable?
Well, 14 people per day on average is killed one way, shape, or form by illegal alien. It may be drunk driving, it may be straight up murder, but 14 American citizens die daily because of our sellout, traitorous federal government is too corrupt to even secure our borders. We've got a caller that says the ALIPAC in Washington is next Saturday, so it's possible it could be June 8th or June whatever next Saturday is. Everyone can go to the website and look that up for themselves. I just wanted to share.
Yeah, he's going to be in William Gein is going to be, I believe, in Lafayette Park. He's from your home state there. He'd be a good guest to have on. He is really working hard to put a stop to this. He's the only anti-illegal immigration group that means business. It might be a good idea for you to have him on as a guest. Jeff Rentz has been very good lately. He has him on as a regular guest.
And, I'll look into that first of the week. I will look into that. I will see if I can get him on. The thing about it is, though, this legal, the clip I played of Kevin McAllen, they're making everyone that comes here illegally, essentially they're making them a illegal immigrant because they're turning them loose into the country and they're not doing anything about it. They're allowing them in. That's 100% is coming in. They're not turning anyone away. We are being demographically destroyed as I speak. And Trump's not doing anything about it. But lip service.
Farron, they're bringing in diseases now. All these diseases are making a comeback, and these are serious diseases from what I hear. Chagas. Typhus.
Yeah. All kinds of diseases.
And people are sitting back. Do they think it can't happen to them? I can't understand this.
We're too complacent. We're too altruistic. We're too complacent. We have been neutered. The American male has been neutered and brainwashed and mesmerized and propagandized to the point of being a coward. I mean, we're sitting back and being told we're supposed to pretend that men are women if they're pretending they're men, that they're a woman. It's totally insane. I got to move on to get everybody on. Chance, give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to have?
Yeah, we can't afford to wait any longer. We've got to push this so-called government here to stop this by any means possible before we all perish from either being murdered or a disease. It's a shame. God bless you, Farron.
Hey, thank you. Our children are going to live as slaves. They're going to be thrown off buildings by Muslims. They're going to be feminized, and faggotry is going to run rampant. We're going to pass off to our children a country that's going to look like a continual, all day, every day, 24/7 gay pride parade. Jerry in Chicago, thank you for holding.
Good morning, Farron. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to bring something up. About 2 to 3 weeks ago here in Chicago, a man got his car towed, and he filed a false police report saying it got stolen, and then he went back to the police station and admitted that he did this, and they threw him right in the can right away. This Jesse Scolette that had the two white claimed the two white guys beat him up that were Trump supporters and everything else like that. He's still walking free on the streets, and I just heard an interesting piece of information yesterday. He is a relation of Michelle Obama.
I didn't know they were kin, but I knew that they were definitely friends because they said that Michelle Obama had called. I forget the name of the black prosecutor that dismissed all the charges. And I did see that in the news. They've got a couple of cases that's happened where they throw the book at someone else that makes a false report, and Jesse Smollett gets the slap on the wrist. What was it? It was something like 12 hours community service, and he just sat in a chair and signed papers for people or something. I can't remember. I reported that when it happened. But, yeah, the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Well, that's what I wanted to bring forth. And you know, the other thing too is the prices of food are going to go up. There's about 94% of the American farmers in the bread basket that are flooded and everything else like that. They haven't planted their first crop yet, and normally by now they'd be in the ground and growing up pretty good, and they usually get 2 growing seasons out of a year. So just keep that in mind and maybe store up on some food or put some stuff away in a freezer. Or grow it yourself. But other than that, God bless you, Farron. You do a great job. Thank you very much. And go on to the next caller.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, my wife was talking about the fact that all these storms, the effect that it's got to have on the farmers in that area. I mean, it's been floods. You know, California's wildfires. I adamantly believe that they're manipulating the weather to get people to go along with this climate change hoax so that they can further enslave us. I mean, nothing else makes good sense. Okay, Jay in West Virginia, thank you for holding, sir. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Farron. Well, speaking about some crazy weather, just yesterday here in West Virginia, we had a major thunderstorm, and there was some fine hail that came down, and it looked like snow. I mean, there was like a half inch of snow on the ground. It looked like, just to let you know some of the crazy things going on with the weather here. And, you know, you mentioned that Swiss town, Montreux, and that's located right on Lake Geneva, really beautiful place. And anybody that's into rock and roll should know a little bit about Montreux, because the band Deep Purple wrote a song called Smoke on the Water, which was about a fire that occurred at the Montreux Casino back in 1971. Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention were playing at the casino, and as the lyrics go, some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground because one of the people in the audience fired a flare gun up into the wooden ceiling, and the place just burned right to the ground. So the title of the song, Smoke on the Water, was about all the smoke from the fire that was billowing out over Lake Geneva.
Wow, that's interesting. We've all heard Smoke on the Water. It's a great riff, too, if you play guitar. But that's interesting facts right there, Jay. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay. That's all I had.
What do you think about... Did you hear the clips I played first hour?
Oh, yeah. It's like unbelievable. I learned so much from listening to your show on Republic Broadcasting.
Well, I consider that a big compliment, Jay. What about the fact that the mainstream media is keeping all of this, none of that, like, you know, what Rashida Tlaib said to Congresswoman out of Michigan. I mean, they're openly admitting to the fact that their goal is to make the country Muslim. And, you know, we know the hidden hand behind that has really publicly announced, Barbara Lerner Specter publicly announced that, you know, the demographic destruction of the white race is their goal. They don't seem to care who does it, or it can be a combination. It can be Muslims and Guatemalans and Hondurans, just as long as the white race slides into a minority in America. Between that and the censorship that's going on, I mean, it is an amazing set of circumstances. Did you ever think you'd live to see the way this thing has come together and how bad a shape we're in America?
I could not, in my wildest dreams, imagine it could be this bad in my lifetime. And, you know, you all made a good point earlier in the show about how they classify things as top secret. You know, they classify the truth because they don't want the truth to get out. Like, and ungrate Britain is notorious, you know, for classifying, you know, the truth about World War II. They don't want the people to know about it. They classify the truth about Martin Luther King Jr. They don't want the people to know what a horrible reprobate he was. So, you know, I believe this whole system is going to collapse. You know, just like the Soviet Union collapsed. There's not going to be a shot fired. There won't be a coup. We're not going to vote our way out of this, but this whole system is going to collapse. And our enemies really don't think about the consequences of what they're doing. They're basically killing the goose that laid the golden egg when they come after white people. And it's going to bring about everybody's destruction. But our people...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Our people are great at survival, and when the system does collapse, I'm confident that our people, a remnant of our people, will survive and live to create a civilization out of the ashes.
What do you think about the Julian Assange, and now he can barely speak? He's been in prison for 7 weeks. What? Give me your comment on that quickly, and I appreciate it.
Oh my God! I mean, like in Britain, you know, that they're famous for their experiments with mind control, and you know, obviously Julian Assange was given some sort of psychotropic drug that's, I'm speechless because it's hard to believe that this could actually still be happening. They did it to Rudolf Hess, who flew to Scotland to try to prevent World War II. They were experimenting on him with mind-control drugs, but he outwitted British intelligence by pretending that he had amnesia. And, of course, he could get away with that because the British psychologists working for British intelligence knew they were using new psychotropic drugs that they didn't really know what the effect would be, so they figured that amnesia could be one of the possible effects of giving those drugs. But the bottom line is they're evil right down to the core, and the system's going to collapse at some point. And I figure I'm getting old. I kind of hope that it happens after I pass away, because I don't want to live through the hell, the nightmare that's going to be going on in this world.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, the Rudolf Hess story is really, really interesting. And it's even suspicious of when he ultimately died in prison. He was kept in solitary confinement for decades. It's just unbelievable.
And that's another example of how the system does not want the truth to come out. Because for one thing, he went on a mission of peace before, World War II started, so he couldn't be, even though he was charged as a war criminal at Nuremberg, he really was completely innocent. He was in British custody when the fighting really broke out. So the whole purpose of keeping him sequestered was so that he couldn't tell the truth and also tell some independent journalists all the kinds of devious psychological torture that he was subjected to.
Absolutely. Hey, Jay, thank you so much. Always interesting information. Always enjoy your phone call. We got Dan in Washington, Michael, and Art. I'll get all three of you on. Dan, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir. Michael's next. Dan dropped off, didn't get to him quick enough. Michael, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Good morning, sir. Sir, William Gein used to be on RBN. Oh, gosh, 10 years ago already?
I did not know.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, we've been covering this. I was calling this invasion 20, 25 years ago when it became obvious. And people are just asleep, pal. He wakes up when it's too late. You know, the herd mentality, that's just how it is. It's what I call mortal syndrome. And it's over. It's over. You know, we all hoped, and that's okay, that Trump meant what he said. But he doesn't have what it takes to get the job done. And it's over. But the republic will not, our republic will not be destroyed like they plan on it. The Zionist Christ killers will not get away with controlling the world and all that stuff. The past is coming full circle. What everybody needs to do is just get ready for what's coming. It's going to be a major it storm, and then there's a big event. Now, they don't control the weather. That's ridiculous. They do influence it, and they wish they could control it, but they don't control it. For example, first week of last December, I forecasted to some friends here up around here in Massachusetts our winter forecast. I said exactly the kind of winter we were going to have, and when the amount of snow we were going to get, and when. For example, first storm, second week in January, about a foot. Second snowstorm, towards the end of the second week, in the third week of February, about a foot. And that's exactly what we got. So if they're controlling the weather, how could I do that? You see? So what's coming is bigger than everything that's in the news, as big as that is. So the people really got to tune in. If you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And the ancient past is coming around full circle. But history never repeats itself exactly the same way, because nothing is linear static. Everything's dynamic in a spiraling fashion. So it's going to be heavier duty when it comes around full circle, and we're getting closer to that. And then there's this big event in which the sponsor and the backer of this republic, as well as the gardeners that create everything, they have their own agenda, their own new world order. You know, the Constitutional Republic of the United States is God's new world order. That's why it's under attack. The new world order that the devil worshippers want is the antithesis of God's new world order, of course. God's new world order is freedom, individual rights, and but they have to be a moral people, an honorable people, honest people in all their activities. That's the only way it can last. It can endure. And so we failed as a people, generally speaking. I know everybody listening, for the most part, everybody's good. Farron, I know you're a good guy. We're all patriots. But generally speaking, mankind in this country, they failed. And that's why our country's in a situation. When I quit IBM around 89, 90, well, I just quit a couple years after that, but around 89, 90, IBM was coming in with three genders of sex in our meetings, department meetings, male, female, and homosexual. And I right then and there, I told everybody, do you understand what's coming? And so here we are.
We're going to skip that break, Michael, so go ahead. Give me about 2 minutes.
Okay,
and then I'll get everybody on.
Okay, thank you, Farron. So that's where we are. You see, back in the day when I'm giving everybody a heads up, hey, we're offshore in the Red China. Anybody, that's our enemy. It's communist. Oh, my God. So, you know, this is where it all led to, and it's going to get worse. But unfortunately, that's just the current situation. But everybody's got to get smart and just stay very healthy. And as far as the illegals go, don't give them the time of day. And anybody hiring them, that's a felony. It's outrageous. Trump should bring the troops down to the border. That's all he's got to do. And just close the border and shoot anybody coming in uninvited. And kick all the ones out and fine and arrest everybody hiring. That's the answer to all that. Thank you, Farron. God bless, sir. Have a nice day.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I always enjoy your phone call, Michael. Let's go to Art off the grid, patiently holding. Art, how you doing?
Hey, Farron. How's it going, bro?
Doing good, doing good.
You know, listening to old Rashida Shitala there, you know, she's taking a page right out of the Gaddafi playbook. I want to remind everyone what Gaddafi said back many years ago. He said, and this is verbatim because I don't have the, I'm actually outside in the yard working, so I can't look at the actual quote, which I have inside. He said, we don't have to use bombs and bullets and all of this stuff. We can conquer the world simply through population. And what he was talking about was all it takes is for Muslims to move to non-Muslim countries and begin to populate quickly, make babies fast. And we know through research that, you know, the survival of a culture depends upon its fertility rate. And the United States fertility rate as of 2007 was 1.7. That is far below retrievable. It takes approximately 2.7 fertility rate in order for a culture to survive beyond 25 years. Anything that has ever dropped below 1.9, that culture has ceased to exist. And history proves this out. So since the United States, as of 2007, fertility rate was down to 1.7, guess what, folks? We are way below. We are on a dead turn. We are on an irreversible turn here. So, you know, it only seems logical that, you know, people like Rashida Tlaib are going to get their wish simply by doing exactly what Gaddafi talked about. Going to non-Muslim countries, producing lots of babies, get into the government, and then begin to slowly change it to your way of thinking. I mean, hell, we already have Sharia courts in Texas. Come on, folks. Do you think this is not possible? It is possible. It's happening right here, right now, and ain't nobody doing a damn thing to stop it.
That's
and this
true.
Thing about turning America Muslim, Miss Tlaib, I got news for you, honey. Cold day in hell. You want a war? This is a good way to get one.
Isn't it amazing, Art, just to hear that? I mean, that should be considered a treasonous statement from someone that is supposed to be representing the district in Michigan, which I'm sure is all kinds of, you know, I'm sure it's multicultural in various ways. But just to say that, to openly say this is the direction that we are attempting to go in, blows my mind. And no, you will grow old waiting to see that one on the world news tonight.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing. I had never heard that clip before. I had no idea she had said this. So I went looking, and all I did was typed in the search engine, Rashida Tlaib, make America Muslim. That's all I did. And I got the very first, right at the very top, the very number one result, was a 1989 video clip that was aired on C-SPAN. Now, folks, she did this live on C-SPAN, and you voted for her? What kind of blooming idiots are you? Oh, yeah, you're the same kind of blooming idiots that vote for people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. Yeah, well, you know what? You get what you deserve. I don't want to hear a damn thing come out of your mouth about what rights you have, because you don't have any damn rights. You gave them up when you started voting for these kind of people. And don't come moving to my state thinking you're going to escape that crap and turn around and vote for people like Stacey Abrams. Because that crap ain't going to fly. You want a war? Got one coming. You keep pushing, and you're going to get exactly what you asked for.
Well, they're doing some pushing. They are doing some pushing. When you take it in its totality, everything that we've discussed on this broadcast, you know, the Julian Assange, Madonna satanic rituals, MLK, the wide open borders, what Rashida said, what the acting head of Homeland Security said, 100% coming in, it just boggles my mind, Art.
I know. It's just absolutely... I cannot believe that the people... Well, actually, I can believe that the people are this damn stupid. Because they've proved it time and time and time again. Every time you turn around, the people are proving just how ignorant they are.
Wait, Go ahead.
It never ceases to fail that people just simply... And it's the people who think they're smarter than everybody else. That's the thing. These people think they're so damn smart. Yet they turn around and do the dumbest things. Hey, Farron, I'm getting fired up, man. I'm sorry. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you another time.
Thank you so much. Allie Pack, P.O. Box 30966, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27622. William Geen, G-H-E-E-N. I pronounced that wrong before. Allie Pack is A-L-I-P-A-C. First of the week, I will see what I can do. Maybe I can get him lined up. I'd like to have him on. I had a clip, and I've had this clip for about, I've probably been sending it to the engineer for 6 weeks. I didn't get to it. I'm going to play it next week, though. It is a Robert J. Matthews. They are taking these down. They are disappearing off the web, and I want to play it. Robert J. Matthews killed December 8th, 1984 by the federal government. Nationalistsolutions.com. And when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to